Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here at Mix 10 with Corey Plotz. How are you doing, Corey?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
My name is Corey Plotz, like you mentioned. I work for a company called Starkey Laboratories in the Twin Cities. And I'm basically a UI developer with designer tendencies, and so I've been a long time...
Is there a cure for that?
It's a sickness, yeah. Not many people have it, I guess, but... So, I've been a long-time fan of UI spying utilities, going all the way back to the Win32 Spy++, and another one in Windows Forms was WF Spy.
Right.
And so that was a project released on Code Project. And so naturally, when I transitioned to WPF, I started looking for that same spying application and quickly found it in Pete Bloy's awesome utility called Snoop. And so,
good plug for Pete.
Pete did a great job with it. And the problem, though, was our WPF app was an interop app, a Windows Forms interop app that I couldn't use it in. And I wanted this utility, so I basically fixed it so that it would, make it so that I could snoop this interop app. And then it just one thing went from there. Next thing I'm trying to do is, of course, snoop the 64-bit apps. And so I added that functionality. And
nice.
Lots of people out there, have added functionality to it. And so I wanted their pieces of functionality to make my experience better. There was this one fellow who works at Internology, and he had a whole bunch of features that I took and integrated in. And so at that point, it was just a simple exercise and contacting Pete Bloy and saying, hey, do you want to do something community-driven with this? And we did so. And so just recently, we've put it up on Coplex, snoopwpf.coplex.com.
So snoopwpf.coplex.com. Okay, good.
Yep. And so just got that up there. Future plans are going to be basically I'm going to go in there. I have a feature list. The community has been really great about my efforts here. Just thankful they've offered features, and Pete Bloy has just been very gracious in letting us do this.
Yeah.
And so,
he's given up his baby to let you guys do it. So that's pretty good.
It's very cool of him. And so, my plans are to basically go into the code base and start working on these features that I've got compiled, and eventually, even I hope to open up the development to the community. And so it's just not me anymore, but it's a living, breathing community that's fostering this tool that we all love and need to do WPF development. So those are the plans. It's a great little utility. I hope I can add my hand in there and bring some value to others.
Great. And thank you so much for taking that over and bringing it up to WPF4 and all the other cool stuff you're doing.
Well, thanks to Pete, who created it in the first place and let us do this. And I hope to provide some magic myself.
Great. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks.